The Telling of Lies is a new mystery novel by a Canadian writer named Timothy Finley. Finley's credits include several other novels, plays, TV scripts, and a collection of short stories. Book critic John Leonard says if The Telling of Lies is any indication, Finley's work is worth discovering.
It's a terrific season for mysteries, and maybe I should be talking about Sarah Paretsky's latest, Bloodshot, in which her private eye, V.I. Warshawski, takes on urban decay, toxic waste, greedy conglomerates, and high school basketball. Or Tony Hillerman's latest, A Thief of Time, in which Navajo detectives Leaphorn and Chi look for a missing anthropologist and a culture that disappeared 1,000 years ago. But Paretsky's been better, especially when she took on hospitals in Bitter Medicine and the Catholic Church in Killing Orders. And so is Hillerman, especially in Listening Woman or Blessing Way, when the desert magic was more important than the obligatory murder. Besides, any mystery reader with any taste is going to buy a new Paretsky and a new Hillerman anyway. But you may not have heard of Timothy Finley and The Telling of Lies. Finley is a Canadian. He's published 5 other novels, none of them apparently a mystery. He's new to me, but The Telling of Lies is superb in each of its many aspects, as a murder mystery with a triple twist, as an account of a high-level cover-up of that murder for political purposes, as a meditation on the barbaric past, every bit as riveting and ambiguous as J.G. Ballard's The Empire of the Sun, and as a portrait of the American upper classes in their decline and disgrace. Instead of the Titanic running into an iceberg visits the Titanic. We are spending the summer in a grand hotel on the coast of Maine. We are reading the journal of a guest at that hotel, 59-year-old Vanessa Van Horn, an unmarried landscape architect and semi-professional photographer who spent World War II in a Japanese prison camp in the Dutch East Indies. On the same summer day, a body appears on the beach and an iceberg shows up in the bay, and both are inexplicable. Van Horn's Miss Marple-like investigation runs into interference from the Secret Service, the CIA, and a president of the United States whom she despises. It also plunges her into her own past, her privileged childhood, her wretched imprisonment, her wayward friends, her repressed sexuality. Like the iceberg, most of Van Horn is submerged, invisible. I'm not about to tell you how the Japanese prison camp and the Maine hotel converge and connect as if by narrative slide rule. Van Horn, however, learns more than she wanted to know. Maybe, she says, the trouble will not be over ever. I want to draw lines around events as if events were like the gardens I design, she says, when I see every nuance before it exists. Sometimes I even see them through the eyes of one whose work is done and who walks away from a gate just closed, the garden real and aromatic behind her, all its stones in place and its iris bending to seek the moisture of a pool, where if a stone were thrown, the whole ecology of imagination would suddenly flower with perfect shapes and textures. I don't want ever to have reality be this real again. I want to shut myself away with nothing but the gardens in my mind. She can't, and neither will the reader of this extraordinary novel of politics and evil, of watery green light and madness.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and as a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The Telling of Lies, published by Delta Paperbacks.